I'm just going to ask a question. Are you genuinely a changed person? If today you were asked this question, are you a Christian man, a Christian lady? And you said yes. Here's the next one. Are you genuinely changed? Is the proof in your life? Bible says by this you'll know. You'll know by the fruit. So I'm going to a very deep level here. Do people know that I am who I say I am in Jesus as a believer? I want to show you today that you can know this. And I'm going to invite you to give your life to Christ. It's that important. You will not go to heaven on an I think so, or maybe so, or based upon our self-worth and our goodness. And I look every week at unbelievably precious people. Do you really know Jesus? Do you want to really know Jesus? Because you can really know Him.
We can all use some encouragement, and we'll find it together today from the Bible and the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. The encouraging word. Today's message is when sharing Christ is worth it. You know, there are times in life where we realize that it's going to be hard to do the right thing. But God has opportunities to bless us for stepping out in faith. He rewards our faith. We'll talk about that and so much more with Dr. Don Wilton in just a moment, but you need to know we're here for you. We'd love to pray with you and for you right now as we launch our day's broadcast. You can call us at 866-899-WORD anytime, but that's 866-899-9673, and you'll discover what Dr. Don would say. We'd love to be your 2 a.m. friend to pray with you and for you, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Now, Dr. Don Wilton and today's message.
You know, I often ask myself the question, and I know that you probably do the same thing. Is it worth it? What we do, is it worth it? And I think that all of us would answer that and say, it is, it's worth it. You know, we've been talking for many months about going, about serving, about giving. Is it worth it? Is it worth what we do for Christ? Is it worth it? You know, I kept asking myself the question, how can we put all of this into the context of what God has to say? What does the Lord have to say to us? So God directed me to a passage of Scripture. The rest of you can turn in your Bibles or whatever means you've got today, your iPhones and your Blackberries and your Strawberries and your Raspberries and everything else that goes in between. But I want you to turn to Acts chapter 18 and then listen real quick to something that God has put in my heart. This is a message for all of us. And I know that you are listening today, and because you're listening, I want to invite you to give your life to Christ. This is God's encouraging word just for you. You can be a part of what God is doing in the lives of many, many people. And it's all centered around this question or the statement, when sharing Christ is worth it. It's worth it for me to stand here today and to speak to you. I can tell you that, not only because I love you and because I respect you, but because I know that what Christ has done for me, that He'll do the same thing for you. Now, in the book of Acts, God directed my attention to a man by the name of Apollos. That's kind of got a ring to it today. Listen to Apollos. I want to just read to you a few verses and say a few things about this. So we're in Acts chapter 18 and verse 24. Now, a Jew named Apollos, Acts chapter 18, verse 24. There was a Jew. His name was Apollos. He was a native of Alexandria, which is right on the Mediterranean Sea. in what we today know as Egypt. If any of you have been on a cruise to that part of the world in years gone by, you probably wouldn't want to do it today, but you might have come into the port of Alexandria. And this man left Alexandria, even though he was a native there, and he went up into Ephesus. And he was an eloquent man, the Bible says. He was competent in the Word of God. We're going to talk about that. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he was very fervent in spirit. I love that. When I heard that word, being fervent in spirit, I thought of our church. I thought of these students here today. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. This issue of being fervent in spirit, and I'm going to explain that. You know, to put it into modern day terminology, it means there's a fire that is inside of you for the Lord Jesus. Now, we've got a fire inside of us concerning a lot of things. I hang around you a bit, and there's a fire for a lot of things. There's a real fire for good food. You know, we're all part of that. There's a real fire for having a good time. There's a fire for traveling. There's a fire for going to the beach. There's a fire for enjoying life. But when you've got a fire in your heart concerning the things of Jesus Christ, that's very unique. It's very special. Bible says he was fervent in spirit, and he, as a result of that, he spoke and he taught accurately concerning Jesus Christ, even though for Apollos he was a novice, he only really understood the baptism of John. In other words, he was trying to connect, but God by his Spirit was giving to him the ability to be able to really understand the real meaning of what it means to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 26, so he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, and when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And it didn't stop there, because the Bible says that in verse 27, as a result of this, remember he's now in Ephesus, Apollos decides he wants to hop on a ship and go across the Aegean Sea to the province of Achaia. And the Bible says that they all encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. So when he arrived on the other side of the sea, amongst all those people, many of whom were in prison, he greatly helped those who through grace had believed, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was indeed the Christ. Was it really worth it? Is sharing Christ really worth it? Are you worth it? Are we worth it? Is this worth it? Is it worth it, church, for us to go? Is it worth it for us to serve? You're giving so magnificently. You're fulfilling your obligations. You're tithing as a congregation. You're meeting your pledges for the special drive to take care of this place. You're sending young people out. You're providing for our boys and girls. You're supporting Vacation Bible School. We've got mission teams going all over the world. Is it worth it, church? Is it really worth it? And this man, Apollos, was an amazing person. Bible tells us a lot of good things about him, that he was eloquent in the scriptures. Bible says that he was capable. The Bible says that he wanted to know, that he had a fervent spirit building up inside of him. He had a fire burning in him. He didn't quite know how, when, why, or who, or what it was, but he just knew that Jesus was real. And so this man who was born in Alexandria, which by the way was a cross-cultural community, he understood the winds of change. Went and left and went to Ephesus. When he got to Ephesus, the church got around him and said, we're going to do everything we can to take the fervency of your spirit and send you where God wants you to go. And he hopped on board a ship and he went across the Aegean Sea and he arrived in the province of Achaia. And listen to what the Bible says. The first thing that happened was that the believers were greatly encouraged. By the way, I just wanted to say this to you. Did you notice How many times in how many prisons? Yeah, we look and we say, man, look at all those inmates giving their hearts and lives to Jesus. But did you notice how encouraged the Christians in those prisons were? Did you notice that, guys? Do you know how many believers there are in our prison systems? You know how discouraged they get? If we had any reason to go and to do what we do, that would be enough for me. That would make it worth it right there. Had the privilege to speak to someone just recently, and they were pretty down. And after I got through speaking to them, they said, gee, well, thanks so much for talking to me and spending so much time for me because I feel so encouraged. I said, are you feeling encouraged? They said, yes. I said, well, then it's worth it. I don't know how many people have encouraged me. I've got a whole congregation. You're always encouraging me, always lifting me up and always encouraging me. I tell you, you go into these prisons, folks, in places that you can't imagine. You and I read about it, read about two men, killers, who escaped from a prison in upstate New York that's on the front page of every newspaper and the headline in every newscast. We think about it and we look about it. We read about it. We understand it. We look upon some of these faces. We're perplexed by it. And then groups like these students go filled with the fervency of the Spirit and they arrive there. And if nothing else happens, it's worth it because believers, chaplains, police officers, family members, nurses and doctors, medical technicians, people who work in these prison systems, many of whom are incredible believers, and they are so discouraged. And there's a group of people who believe it's worth it to go out across America and just encourage believers. Believers in America today are suffering from great discouragement. But is it worth it? Sharing Christ is worth it. It's worth it because people are all trying to look for all the same kind of things, folks. I say this from one prison to another. Scott did the same thing this week. Talking about encouraging people. Why is Christ worth it? Christ is worth it because forgiveness is attainable. Forgiveness is attainable. You can be forgiven of your sin. You can be. Say amen. All of us have sinned. The old proverbial, if I was to ask all those who are sinners who are worshiping with us today, not only in our two venues worshiping with us here in downtown Spartanburg, but the thousands upon thousands worshiping with us through the Encouraging Word television ministry, if I was to ask you right now to identify yourself as a sinner, surely every single one of us would stand up and say, I am a sinner. Condemned by God, I have sinned in the sight of a holy and a righteous God, and I need to be forgiven. I want to tell you why sharing Christ is worth it. Because forgiveness is attainable. That's why Jesus died on the cross. That's why he went to the cross. Not only is forgiveness attainable, but change is manageable.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton. He's our teacher here on The Encouraging Word. Welcome in. For some of you, it may be the first time you've heard this unique South African brogue, and you're discovering what we're discovering, is that you're listening to the voice of God through him, because Dr. Don would say he has nothing to say except what the Bible says. As we amplify that and explore that in the rest of today's broadcast about when sharing Christ is worth it, we want you to know that we're here for you. We'd love to walk beside you, encourage you. That knowledge that forgiveness is obtainable that Dr. Wilton's talking about is something that we can share with those around us. Do you need someone to pray with you about who you know you need to be sharing Christ with? It's someone at work, someone in your family, someone that's close to you in your neighborhood, in your maybe a group of sports, whatever it might be. Let us be your prayer partner for seeing that friend come to Christ 866-899. Word is our phone number. There would be nothing more thrilling for us than to pray with you and watch God work in changing that person's life for Christ. 866-899-9673 for your prayer partner, or meet us keyboard to keyboard online at theencouragingword.org. We would love to pray with and for you. Now back to today's message, When Sharing Christ is Worth It, with Dr. Don Wilton.
I want to tell you why sharing Christ is worth it. Because forgiveness is attainable. That's why Jesus died on the cross. That's why he went to the cross. Not only is forgiveness attainable, but change is manageable. Just think about that. You think about all those faces that you and I have got etched in our minds. I'll guarantee you right now, you're thinking of someone. You're looking at someone's face between here and New York City and back. And I'm telling you, for weeks, if not months, those faces will not leave you. You know what I'm saying? It's like you'll have this print in your mind. Pray for them. Every time you see that face, pray for that person. You know, so many people will say, you know, I want to give my life to Christ and confess my sin. I want to be changed. And we believe that Christ is worth it, and sharing Christ is worth it, worship, because we know that change is manageable. That's what the Spirit does. The Spirit of God enables us to maintain and manage meaningful change in Christ. I am different, not because of myself, but because of Christ in me. Some who are worshiping today, you're saying to me, but Pastor, what can I do? I'm so tired. I'm tired of the same thing. I'm tired of going back to the trough. I'm tired of always falling back. I'm tired of tripping. I'm tired of the sin. I'm tired of being angry. I'm tired of being lonely. And I turn my life over to Christ. I want to be different. Change is manageable. That's what God by His Spirit does. But you know, it goes even further than that. We believe that sharing Christ is worth it because hope is eternal. We're in a world today, my precious friends, that people are saying everywhere, where's real meaningful hope in this world? You know, we attach hope to the here and now. We say, well, you know, I've got something to look forward to and hope tomorrow. Christ is worth it because the hope that we have in Him is the same yesterday and today and forever. And when you give your life to Christ, it's not only what He does for you, for me, today and tomorrow and next week and next month, but forever. He takes away the sting even of death. Have you ever thought about dying? If you haven't, you will. And you get diagnosed with something, you'll really start thinking about it. I spoke to a friend just 3 weeks ago that got a very, very bad report from a doctor. And he said those exact words to me. He said, Pastor, I've never thought about dying, but I can't get the issue of death out of my mind. And that's the thing about knowing Christ. Hope is eternal. It's forever. And this life is like a vapor. Every one of us listening today, we are all going to die. And what an incredible message that we can know Christ. Forgiveness is attainable and change is manageable and hope is eternal. It's worth it because joy is sustainable. You know, when I look at these inmates in these prisons, you know, when you get through in these prisons, it's always to me one of the most, it's one of the hardest times for me personally. I don't know how you guys feel, but you know, when we've sung and we get up and we share the Word of God and all these people make decisions for Christ, and then maybe the warden or one of the officials come up and say a few words, and then we tell them we'll not forget you, and then we all have to stay where we are because they've got to start dismissing people by their cell blocks. So we've got to just stand there and wait. They've got to clear everybody out, send them back into some little hole where they stay, some little tiny room, some little place surrounded by concrete. And that's one of those times that just gets all over me, because we've entered into the zone. You can see they came in there, and all of a sudden God began to speak and to say something, and many of them encountered a holy and a righteous God, and then it's time to go. And I can just see the lines of them as they begin to walk out. And you know how many of them turn around and they wave and say, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." And they're trying to say something to you, and they walk out, and then suddenly you see them with all the guards, and they begin to walk out, many of them with their hands behind their back or whatever their circumstance, and they begin to parade out, and they go through that door, and that door closes, and they disappear back into their nothingness. And I love the fact that in Christ, the joy that we have in Christ is sustainable. Perhaps one of my favorite statements is, you know, when the Lord Jesus comes into your heart, He sets you free whether you're on the inside or the outside. Have you gone through a divorce? I'm so sorry. Christ sets you free. You going through a circumstance in your life? I'm so sorry. Christ sets you free. You see, when sharing Christ is worth it, it's just worth it. And I'm going to invite you today to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been listening today. You've been hanging on every word. Apollos grew up in Alexandria, went to Ephesus, boarded a ship and went to Achaia, began to encourage believers there, and he began to present the gospel. And when he presented the gospel, you know what happened? He crushed the argument of the unbelievers. And right now, God, by His Spirit, is crushing the arguments that you've got in your heart. He's releasing your spirit. And He's saying, trust me. Give your life to me. Turn your heart over to me. You will be forgiven. You will be changed forever. You will have an eternal hope. And the joy that I will give to you is so sustainable, you will never be the same again. I invite you today to give your life to Christ. I invite you to turn your heart over to Him.
Oh, Jesus is so worth it. My goodness, I pray that if you've been listening and God stirred some questions, let's get the answers together from the Bible itself, God's encouraging word. We stand ready to take the next step and communicate and pray with you and for you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673, or online at theencouragingword.org. And maybe you're just not sure. You're just so close. Please take a moment and hear these next words from Dr. Don Wilton.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you, and I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place, so you can begin this wonderful journey. And in just a moment, I'm going to come back with a final word.
Now, if the Lord has spoken to you through Dr. Wilton's preaching from the pulpit or the moments just seconds ago here in the studio, I pray you would know we stand ready to help you with the next step, to pray you through. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. 9673. And if you'd rather go keyboard to keyboard, let's connect on our website at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. We would love to pray with you and for you and put some great resources in your hands that will help you grow in your faith with Jesus Christ. One of those unique resources is a book written by our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton. Here are the details.
I'm going to ask a penetrating question right now. What happens when you die? Where exactly do you and I go? You know, over my many years of ministry and from so many of you, I get so many questions about life after death. All of us, people like you and me, are fascinated with the subject of life after death. That's why God led me to write the novel, The Absolute Certainty of Life After Death. This novel that I wrote was birthed out of my own personal, I think, near-death experience, and it just flowed from my heart. It's the story about two men in a real world. One died and the other man died. One went to heaven, the other man did not. And it's based on what Jesus teaches us in His Word. This book will change your view of heaven, and it will help you to understand the significance of what it means to be with Christ or to live separated from Him forever. I want you to have a copy. Call the number and request your own personal copy of my novel, The Absolute Certainty of Life After Death. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported broadcast ministry, and your financial support helps us to reach just one more for Christ. And this book has been used to change lives all across America. Call and get your copy now.
Oh, I hope you'll get not only a copy for you, but copies to give away as Christmas gifts. 866-899-WORD is the number. That's 866-899-9673. And you'll discover ways to connect and get those resources on our website as well at theencouragingword.org. But know the greatest resources we have to offer is the power of prayer. Let us pray with you, 866-899-9673, or online at theencouragingword.org.
Well, here I am again. What a day this has been. You know, one of the things I want to say to you is let's stay connected. You know, we've got so many means to be able to do that. You can write to us, email us. You've got all the details right there in front of us. We're a family together. We stay connected in so many ways. And your life is very important to me. I see you there. And God shows me, and I want to be able to pray with you and connect with you and be a vital part of your relationship, your growth. Your needs are mine. I'm walking in your shoes, and I want to pray for you. Please don't stop. Call us, write us, keep praying, keep giving, keep connecting, keep rejoicing, keep celebrating, keep striving. God is on His throne. This is the Encouraging Word, and now you know why.
The Daily Encouraging Word devotional book has meant so much to me. Please let it continue. I am now requesting that the word be sent to two of my grandchildren. I feel strongly that both of these young people can profit through using the daily devotional. Perhaps your devotions can give them encouragement and help them understand that God cares. The Encouraging Word.